My guest is Michaela Clements from St Catherine's Hospice. Michaela, welcome back to the Susie Radio Studio.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's brilliant to have you here. And there is a reason for us playing Bowie's Heroes. Do you want to tell us what it is?
Sure. So in a couple of weeks, on the 17th and 18th of April, we are holding a superhero-themed abseil. So that's the reason for the hero song today.
And I believe that the public part of that on Saturday the 18th is selling very well.
Yes, we've got a very few spaces left. So if you are interested in taking part, taking the plunge, you just need to register online or give us a call as soon as you can.
OK, we'll do the contact numbers when we get to the other end of the tea break. But you could still do with some corporate support for Friday the 17th.
Yes, so corporate supporters are more than welcome to come on both days, but we are encouraging everyone to come along on the Friday. You know, get your team involved. If you recruit 10 abseilers, your manager or CEO can abseil for free, so it's really worth your while.
Tell us where all this is happening and what the logistics are.
Okay, so both days are taking place at the Sandman, Signature Sandman Hotel in Crawley, just by the Hazelwick flyover. And we'll be there from 9:30 until about 5:30, both days, the Friday and the Saturday.
And obviously there'll be opportunities for spectators with people shinning down a building.
Yes, of course.
Are you or Louise or is anybody else from the hospice actually doing the abseil?
Yes, well, our CEO, Giles Tomsett, is actually taking the plunge on the Friday in the morning, opening the event with Henry Smith MP.
Okay, Henry Smith on board, that's brilliant. You're not abseiling yourself?
We're not sure. We'll see how it goes. Of course, we want as many people to abseil as possible. So if there's time, we might dare each other to go over the edge.
I would be absolutely terrified of going anywhere near the edge, never mind over it. I know a man who might. So that's the abseil at the Sandman Hotel. The corporate part is on Friday the 17th and the public part pretty much sold out now on Saturday the 18th of this month.
Yep.
Now, Laurie's coming to talk to us next month about Bark in the Park. But do you want to tell us a little bit about the Bark in the Park event?
Sure. So we have four sponsored dog walks at the end of May, but Laurie's coming to talk to you more about that in next month.
Right, we're talking about Vietnam as well. You've had your steering meeting for that, I believe, and the exciting part happens next year.
Yes, so we have launched our very first bespoke overseas trek to Vietnam. It's taking place next April, so that's April 2016. So it's anyone who is an adventurer, up for a challenge, looking to do something that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Team Hanoi Hikers are going across the sea to trek in the nature reserves of Vietnam to raise vital funds for the hospice.
And what's the response been like for that so far?
Oh, fantastic. We've had lots of inquiries and we're filling our spaces up very quickly, so if anyone's interested, they should get in contact with us.
Have you had a response from students who might be looking to take a gap year or do this as part of the gap year?
Yeah, exactly. We're hoping to be at some gap year fairs to encourage students to take part.
And if Louise were here, I dare say she'd be telling us about the midnight walk or walks.
Yes, exactly. So our midnight walk this year is in its eighth year, and we've introduced a brand new 20-mile route. So there's options to take 7, 13 or 20 miles. Registration's just £20. And of course, we encourage all walkers to raise as much sponsorship as they can.
Is there anything else at the moment, Michaela, on your own fundraising radar in your own bit of the department?
Oh, there's always lots going on. We're getting ready for our Dragon Boat Festival. We've got Bark in the Park. We've also are running an open garden scheme. So as the spring is coming, People will open their beautiful gardens for the hospice and then charge an entry with the proceeds coming to the hospice.
Just remind us about a little bit about the purpose of the fundraising and the amounts that you raise on an annual basis and the running costs of the hospice.
Mm-hmm. So St Catherine's Hospice provides specialised end-of-life care to people living with a terminal illness. We look after people in Crawley, Horsham, Mid Sussex and Surrey, East Surrey. And we have a main hospice in Crawley, and we also have two day hospices in Surrey.
What's that annual fundraising amount to?
We have to raise £6 million a year to keep the hospice running. So it's around £15,700 a day that we have to raise to keep the services up and running.
And is that something that's relatively achievable in most years?
Of course, we always do our very best, but we need the support of the local community behind us too.
In terms of that support, let's talk a little bit now about the contact details, the website and the phone numbers.
Okay, so our main website is www.stch.org.uk, and my contact number is 01293 583 063. You could also phone Louise on 01293 447 364.
And I'm right in saying that various members of your fundraising department handle different events?
Yes, Louise and I handle the majority of the events. The corporate team look after Dragon Boat Festival, and the community team look after Bark in the Park and Open Gardens.
And your publicity is always very specific about the particular numbers to ring, which is absolutely brilliant. Let's return to where we started. Now, one thing we didn't really focus on with the abseil is the fact that it's going to be in costume.
Yes, so we have our very own superheroes at the hospice, which are our nursing staff, our doctors, our therapists. And so we would like to encourage the public and corporate supporters to dress as superheroes for our abseil. So yes, we're encouraging all superhero themed fancy dress on the day. And we look forward to seeing all the different costumes.
It's my ambition to see our director of outside broadcasts abseiling in his Beatles Sergeant Pepper kit, but we'll have to see about that. Well, we're going to play Superheroes by the Script, which is absolutely spot on. Yep. For this particular purpose. Who's it for this afternoon, Michaela?
It's for all our superhero staff at St Catherine's Hospice.
The Script and Superheroes on Suzy 103.4, in honour of all those people going over the edge at the Sandman Hotel. The corporate event is on the 17th of the month and the public one on the 18th of the month. Now, Michaela, there must be some people who, like me, who dread going anywhere near the edge, but who might want to be involved in the events that you run. How can they find some involvement?
Well, as I said before, it would be best for them to contact myself directly on 01293 447 364.
And what sorts of things might they be able to do if they make contact with you?
So we always need support at our events, such as helping with registrations, handing out refreshments, being marshals on our routes. For example, at our midnight walk, we need around 150 marshals to ensure that our walkers are, you know, going in the right direction and, of course, having a fantastic time.
That's in June, so you might come back and talk to us about that on another tea break. Got any plans for Easter?
Not really, no. Just getting ready for our marathons. We have fantastic marathon runners in a couple of weekends' time at the Brighton and London Marathon, so we're preparing for those.
Even if you've got no specific plans for Easter, Michaela, let me wish you a very happy Easter on behalf of everyone at Suzy Radio, and do come and see us again, won't you?
Yes, thanks very much. You too.
It's lovely to see you.